On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's golf team will head to Morton, Minnesota this week for the NSIC Championships. Paige Tompkins with us. How has the freshman year gone for you?
Freshman year has been definitely different than high school, that's for sure. Started off with basketball in the fall, and then I thought I should give golf a shot this spring, and I'm really happy I decided to.
Haven't been a whole lot of tournaments this fall. The weather's been great. It's just kind of a bad year to not play a whole lot in the spring. But what's the spring been like for you? Is just trying to get in a rhythm when there haven't been a whole lot of meets.
You know, it's really hard when you don't have a meet to compete to get yourself as competitive, I think. Going out, though, with the weather that we have now, March was awesome for going out and golfing and stuff. Wish we would have been able to have a few meets, but I mean, it's still nice to get out there and golf, just not quite as competitive without having meets. So,
top three in your lineup is pretty much set. What's the battle like for those last couple of spots?
I guess, you know, we're not that competitive amongst each other, but enough competitiveness where, you know, I want to improve, and it's nice having people that are shooting lower scores than you to make yourself try and beat them out. So,
do you feel like you learn more from Mark Bogus and your coach or from your fellow players?
I would say I learn a lot from the players that I'm with. They're very good. I learn a lot from Mark Bogson as well. He's a very good coach, but he gives very good tips, but it's different tips from the girls, coming from girls and a girl's perspective and stuff. I've learned a lot from them, and just they're older and experienced golfers, and so I've learned a lot from them.
What are you expecting this weekend?
Oh, I'm hoping for some good weather, that's for sure. But no, I think that, you know, we've been out there and we're coming around, and I think that everyone will post lower scores than we did in Wayne.
What part of your game needs the most work right now?
Definitely my short game, as I would say 90% of golfers would probably say. You can take off a lot of strokes if you can, you know, one or two putt every hole. And so that's what I'm trying to do.
Have you stayed with the same putting style your whole career? Is that something you tinker with and tweak almost on a daily basis?
Actually, my senior year in high school, I switched to a mallet style putter, which was different. I always had just a normal putter, and I do like this one a lot better. I feel like it's more control I have with it and stuff. So it's not something I like to tinker with a lot, though, because it can throw off your game. So
early in the season, how hard is it to read greens?
Oh my gosh, unbelievably hard. Here, you know, they much faster than they are down when we went down to Wayne. It was unreal at our practice round in Wayne, the greens that they were. And even just the type of greens that I play here versus ones I did in high school, much more slopes, much more break that you have to read that I didn't have to in high school.
I lived in Grand Forks for 4 years. Golfing in North Dakota is, let's just say, different. There aren't a lot of trees. It's typically windy. Is that kind of the style of golf that you grew up and were accustomed to, and how has it kind of changed here when you're traveling all over the Midwest here in college?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up with the traditional North Dakota style of golf. I live right by a golf course in Milner, and barely any trees, and then you come to Bemidji, and there's tons of trees. You got to definitely hit it in the fairway. My high school state tournament was actually at Dakota Winds Casino, and it definitely fits the name Dakota Winds. The one day it was like 55 miles an hour wind, but that's also made me a better player, learning to play with the wind and being able to play it and stuff. But just got to be accurate with all the trees and stuff here.
Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.